Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with a Champ is in Walla Walla, Washington at the Championship of Champions, sanctioned by the Horse Nation's Indian Relay Council. This is the second of four specials brought to you by Wrangler Jeans and Shirts along these stations of participating nations of the Native Voice One Radio Network. Our guest today is a young man by the name of Jamie Howard from Oklahoma. He is the vice president of the Horse Nation's Indian Relay Council. Jamie, it has been a good season that has set up for the Championship of Champions, with some teams being seated in races, and now day two has culminated to a progression to qualify for a championship Sunday afternoon in Walla Walla. This is a very exciting weekend.
Yes, it is, Randy. As you said, the Tour of Champions lit off this spring. They went through a series of 13 races for qualifiers for this event. And the winners of those individual races, those 14, were seeded in the beginning of this meet in order to level the playing field.
Yeah, so you don't put the top teams against each other in day one, but we had two winners in day two, and it's starting to combine towards a funnel where the cream literally will rise to the top, as we'll have about six or eight relay races tomorrow. Tell us about what's going to take place.
Well, what we did here over these first 2 days, Randy, was just like you said, they're qualifying. The cream is rising to the top, and the winners of these 2 days are going to advance on to a championship. We'll, of course, have a consolation, and then the rest of the teams will have individual races on down. And it's amazing, some of the teams that are solid teams that have run for decades, new riders, new talent, and they just keep doing the same thing, which proves they've got a program that works.
Yes, sir, and bloodlines are important. And some of these families have been racing for generations. Other, it's only their first or second year.
True. And a lot of new teams to us here that may be experienced teams, but we just haven't seen them here in the United States, coming from Canada. And that's been an exciting thing about this, is meeting a bunch of those guys. Very talented riders. There were some Canadian teams here last year as well. And the one thing I can say about the Canadians, much, much more competitive than I've ever seen. Their program is getting better and better, and those teams they're standing up and holding their own.
Yes, sir. Well, we have ancillary races, and then our ticket seller, the Indian Relays. So the ancillary races being the Maiden's Race, the Warriors Race, and the Chief's Race. A new addition is Woman's Relay.
That's right. We did it first time in Ogden, Utah, which you were there for that. And here at the Championship of Champions, we have excellent support and to put on a women's relay championship. So it's an all-women's team. Very, very much the same thing as the men's, except for they make one exchange. They're using two horses. And otherwise, the rules are pretty much the same.
Yes, sir. And I don't know if they can match the junior relay, but it's kind of neck and neck, the women's relay between the kids.
Yeah, it is. You know, we put that women's relay at the beginning of the performance because it really sets the tone for the rest of it.
Tomorrow is the final day in the 2019 season championship of champions for the Horse Nation's Indian Relay Council. Jamie, any final words from this competition today and the fun that we're having this weekend in Washington?
Well, it was an excellent day and a lot of fun, great weather, but I tell you, the best is yet to come tomorrow, the Sunday championship race.
Vice President of the Horse Nation's Indian Relay Council, Jamie Howard. Until next time, thank you to our friends at Wrangler Jeans and Shirts for supporting this station along the Native Voice One radio network.
Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota, owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.